the results I had were not what I wanted. So I had to look at myself. What was happening in my life? What was I seeing or not seeing that was causing these results? Okay, in this episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast, we are talking about the level of truth you're willing to accept about yourself. This topic is near and dear to my heart. It has been one of the principles by which I live, and it was crystallized when I heard this quote for the first time. The degree to which a person can grow is in direct proportion to the amount of truth that he, in our case, she, can accept about himself without running away. So let me read that again. The degree to which a person can grow is in direct proportion to the amount of truth that he can accept about himself without running away. That quote is by Leland Val van der Val. Okay, he was my mentor's mentor's mentor. Okay, and this is such a huge, 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 huge concept. How much truth are you willing to accept about yourself? Because you can only grow yourself, and you are the creative agent. You are the creative container that creates more for herself, more life, more of everything that you want and desire, who creates the results that she wants. You can only do that by accepting the truth about yourself. So let's break this down because it's very important. Now, the reason I say that this was something I lived by, but it wasn't yet crystallized until I heard this quote, was that I've always been into personal development. I've always been, you know, a quote unquote self-help junkie, right? I was the girl with all the books. Like that was the section that I would beeline to in the bookstore when, you know, you went to bookstores instead of going on Amazon. But, you know, like I would sit there for hours just reading and wanting to learn and grow. And I had this growth mindset and I always wanted to improve myself and become a better version of myself, if you will. And yet, in some ways I was doing that absolutely. Like, let's not negate all that growth. I did move forward, but I was still getting results in my life that didn't add up to who I wanted to be or what I wanted to have or what I wanted to be doing, how I wanted to spend my time, who I wanted to spend it with. The results I had were not what I wanted. So I had to look at myself. What was happening in my life? What was I seeing or not seeing that was causing these results? Because we're 100% personally responsible for our outcomes. 100%, zero exception. I don't care what has happened to you in your life. Now, this is not a blame the victim kind of stance. It just means that we're all causal agents. As human beings, we are creative agents. We put causes into effect. We create, we do things in life. And they have effects. Some of them are very positive. Some of them are very negative. Not all of them are we even conscious about when we are putting them into effect. Not all of them are we aware of. We have so many unconscious, subconscious drivers and beliefs. We can not do things and that can be a cause. We can be in ignorance and that can be a cause. So many times things happen to us and it's wrong time, wrong place, but that's not random or luck. It's, you know, we left the house too late. We decided to go out at 7 instead of 7:05. We're rushing in our car and we got in that car accident, right? Like there's all sorts of, you know, we might be rear-ended, but we wouldn't, you know, not responsible for that, but we wouldn't have been there if we had left 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later. So sometimes it's not, you know, a super conscious decision, but it still has a cause. It still has an effect. So what does this have to do with our level of awareness? Well, once you start being personally responsible for everything in your life, 100%, without exception, you have to start becoming more and more aware of what you are thinking, feeling, being, doing, showing up as, acting up as, what your energy is, what your belief system is. What are the things that you are putting out in the world that are causing your results? Because if you want to change your results and you know that you are the creative agent in your life, the one that is at cause for those results, then you have to look at taking personal responsibility. And then you have to start going, well, I am not aware of something. I am not seeing something here. Otherwise, I would see it and take a different action. I would see it and show up differently. I would see it and feel differently. Okay? So there's a truth about who you are, what you're doing, who you're being, how you're behaving, the energy behind what you're saying, all of that, that you have not yet dropped into awareness of and accepted the truth about yourself. It's all about accepting what you're doing, saying, being, having, all of that. That's your truth. There's no other way around it. Okay? And are you able and willing to accept that about yourself? So let's give you a few examples here. Let's say your boyfriend breaks up with you. I'm going to use a life example instead of a business example initially. So let's say your boyfriend breaks up with you and you can't figure out why. You're crying your eyes out. You're feeling like it's happening to you. And you're like, I showed up. I was such a good girlfriend. I did everything correct. All of this stuff. Why did he leave me? Okay. That's not stepping into truth. You have to open your eyes to the fact that you are always at cause. So what were you doing that was not a right match for this guy or this girl, if you're in a same-sex relationship, right? Like, you have to look like, what was the cause of that? Because if we were the right match, why would he want to break up with me? Was I not aware of something? Was I not acknowledging that I was withholding intimacy, not being interested in sex, not being interested in her life, not being interested in what she wanted or what was important to her, or withholding some sort of part of me, not sharing a part of myself. There are a myriad of different reasons. Not spending time, not spending money, not figuring out what someone's love language is. There's huge potentialities, right? There's not one thing, but you have to really look like, truthfully, what did I do or not do here? Period, full stop, and accept full responsibility. Same thing in business. If you're not getting the results that you want, let's say you would like to earn more income. And I hear this all the time. There's no inventory left in the market here. There's no clients that want this. I've run out of people to call. Whatever that scenario of scarcity is. Like, this isn't working anymore. There is nothing out there. I hear this a lot. There's no good people to hire, right? I can't find the right people. What is the truth here? The truth is that you're not showing up in the way that you need to show up in order to magnetize those people, call them into your life, attract them, keep them, all of that. What level of personal responsibility have you not taken? What action, what thought, What energy? Okay. Where did you say, I can't, I shouldn't, I mustn't? That would be wrong. That would be bad. I would be X, Y, and Z if I did that. I'd be too big, too much, right? Where did you make yourself small? Right? There's all sorts of ways that you need to look at taking personal responsibility for your results. And this is going to be the key to your ability to grow. So what does this have to do with being unstoppable in life? Well, if you want more in life, if you want to have better results in your life, more love, more freedom, more time, more money, more friendships, become more of everything that you want, you need to really grow yourself. You are the container for that. All your results are a response, a result of how big you can grow yourself. So you want to be in action with that. You want to be constantly bettering your best, growing yourself, becoming more, being unstoppable in the face of issues that come up, challenges that you face. Okay. Instead of playing the victim and saying, oh, that just happened to me, and someone else is to blame or some circumstance is to blame, you take 100% personal responsibility. You recognize the law of cause and effect that says there's always a cause to the effect. I'm 100% personally responsible. And you look at that and you say, okay, I need to hold myself to the higher standard. What is the higher standard here? This is how you become unstoppable and create your extraordinary life, or an even more extraordinary life. You might have a lot of great things, but you know you're made for even more. How do you step into that? What truth are you not seeing about this situation? Really ask yourself that. What truth do I not want to see here? What am I running away from? What am I hiding from? What is the story that I've always been telling myself that is my alibi? That is the thing that serves me in staying small, in limiting myself, in not growing, keeps me safe from that perspective. It's not truly safe, because when you learn how to bust through your fears, that's when you become truly safe, because you know you can deal with anything. That's when you become unstoppable, right? Because you're so secure in yourself. You're so secure in your ability to move through any challenge that you're secure. You don't wonder what if. You don't turn to other people. You know that you are the causal agent in your life and you can do whatever you freaking want. Part of that has to do with the manifestation process. We're going to be talking a lot about that. But a key element of this is the truth. Are you telling yourself stories? I often say to my clients, so what's the story here? You know? Or I call them out on their story. That's just a story. And a way to look at that is like, are other people getting the results that you want? Chances are they are. Chances are you're looking at some woman and saying, why does she have the love of her life? Or why does she have that hot body? Or why does she, you know, have such nice clothes? Or why does she have such a beautiful house? Or how did she build her company? Or why is she making so much money? Or why is it not hard for her to have cash flow? And I'm struggling so much. Well, if you look around and someone else is doing it, but you're not, let's take the like, I'm not smart enough or I don't work hard enough off the table, because chances are you do, okay? If you're not, be honest about that. That could be a story you're telling yourself, okay? That you're working hard enough and really you need to step up your effing game, okay? Do that if it needs to be that. But like, if you don't have the cash flow, what are you telling yourself? What's the story? Are you saying you don't have enough time for this? Or I don't like to do sales? Or someone, like, I just want a shortcut? Or, you know, that's going to take too long? Or I don't have the money to invest in that? Like, what are the stories that you're actually telling yourself? And you'll know them. You say them all the time to yourself. They're in your head. I can't do that because. Stop that shit. You know? Dropkick that. What do you want more, that story or your freaking life? I choose life. I choose my life. I choose more life. I choose to be unstoppable. And when I hear a story in my head, I freaking dropkick it. And I do that by taking immediate action on it. So let me give you an example of how this minute example of how this came up recently for me. I was out taking a walk in the neighborhood, and I was listening to some things on my AirPods, and something popped into my head, and I was like, oh, I need to call her. Actually, it was like, I need to Facebook message her, which is what I thought. And I was like, okay, I'll do that when I get back. And I was like, wait a second. I'll do that when I get back. I'll do that later. That's my story. Freaking A, look at that. I'm not going to do that later. And let me tell you, I have cleaned that up so much in my life, and I am still cleaning it up, because doing it later, you forget, you get distracted. Like, spirit comes knocking back like 3-4 times, reminding you to talk to that person. At some point, you're going to get a big bang on your head because she becomes someone else's client, or she buys some other product, or she becomes someone else's girlfriend, right? Like, you didn't call. You didn't actually do it, okay? Now, there's always an opportunity in every situation. That's the attitude you need to have. But truly, close the gap on time, right? That is one of the things that you need to do. And I do this, like, I've been doing this for years. I'm closing the gap on time. And whenever I hear that story, I'll do it later. I'm like, no freaking way. And what did I do then? I opened my phone. I Facebook messaged her. That's hard to say. And I got it done right then. It took me 3 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds. I can't remember how long it took. Not that long. Okay. And I moved the conversation along. You know, I kicked the can down the field, the road, the block, whatever that expression is. And that's what you need to do. Okay. You need to pay attention to the stories that you're telling yourself, these little like conversations in your head, the dialogues that you're having with yourself. Okay. How much truth are you? Another way this shows up, are you having those ruminations in your head? This is a good one, guys. I know you all do this. Like, there was a situation and I could have said this and I should have said this. And you have that like, okay, well, I'm going to say this. And then I could have said this and then this and then this. And you're like in some friggin' like justification, like word war in your mind. And what the hey, what is that doing to your energy? What is that doing to what you could be actually executing on? Whenever you go into rumination, take that action. Right? Do you actually need to say something? Go do that. Go say it. If you don't need to say something, stop that. Okay? The truth is, you're wasting time. And you think you have time, but you don't have time. Okay? Now, of course, spiritually, all time is now. But we live in this 3D real world where the sun goes up and down every day and the moon does different things, right? And we have 24 hours. In the day. Okay? Everyone has the same 24 hours. Are you wasting it on rumination? How much truth are you going to accept about yourself there? Okay? This is the kind of questioning that you need to have. This is the kind of questioning that you need to, that the standards that you need to hold yourself to become unstoppable and not let yourself get away with that, right? You're having like a friggin' argument in your head for 3 days, right? Even 30 minutes is too long. Journal it out. Say your piece. Forgive. Have a clear communication with someone. Ask a better question. Whatever you need to do to step forward. But once you accept the truth that you are actually having a conversation in your mind that's wasting time, that's just making you feel icky and bad in this world, that's making you feel small, resentful, a victim, blaming, caught in right and wrong. Once you are aware of that and you accept that truth, then you can do something about it. And that's a really powerful thing. Then you step back into being proactive instead of reactive. Then you step into being a creative agent instead of a victim in your life. And this is how you step into an unstoppable life. So I want you to think about this. I want you to go through today and think about, what are the stories that I'm telling myself? What are the things that are running through my head that I'm just believing, that I'm accepting as truth? And am I willing to see that I need to change something here? And then how quickly are you willing to step forward and make that change? How quickly are you able to do that? That's what it means to be unstoppable in your life. I see the lie. I'm willing to accept it. I own it, not because I want to make myself wrong or bad or blame myself, but I'm willing to own it so that I can get to the next level. That's how you grow. And when you grow your container, you grow your ability to work at a higher level, which causes you to be able to have a bigger business that cash flows. Okay, this is about getting out of your way, increasing your cash flow, and ultimately getting to a place of freedom, because you don't look at the truth and go, oh, I'm so wrong and bad, and you shame yourself. You look at the truth and you say, thank God I saw that. I'm cleaning that up. Okay, I'm getting to the next freaking level right now. That's how you get to freedom. Okay. Because it's not free. You don't get to financial freedom or mental or emotional freedom by being trapped in the lies or feeling like that there's huge amount of shame in doing it wrong. So you don't want to accept the truth that you're responsible for what's happening. Okay, you just want to blame someone else and find excuses. Okay, that's not freedom. That's like letting someone else define your freaking life. That's being trapped by the voices in your head, trapped by other people's opinions, other people's reactions. None of that is actually an effective way to grow in life or business. So take a look at this and make a commitment. Are you committed to looking at yourself with truth, seeing where the stories are, and taking immediate action to counter those stories so that you actually become a different person through taking different action? Okay, rock it out. I'm Amira Alvarez. Be unstoppable. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.